Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Elmore County, southwestern Tallapoosa County, until 4:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Equality, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Tallahassee, Eclectic, Martin Dam, Setuck, Western Lake Martin, Tallapoosa City, Southern Lake Martin, Cowaliga Bridge, Dexter, Yates Dam, Central, Realtown, and Yates Reservoir. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 4:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Elmore, and Tallapoosa.
Different fields of science and technology, how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
All right, with the potentially severe weather headed away, let's conduct a test here.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now, you'd be toast.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 4, not 658.
Stand by for news.
I'm Pam Puso. The World Health Organization fires back after President Trump accuses the agency of being too cozy with China.
If you don't want many more body bags, then you refrain from politicizing it.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the president threatening to cut off funding to the agency.
President Trump is saying that basically the organization looked the other way for months as China's government, that's the Chinese Communist Party, continued to undercount and underreport its true coronavirus numbers for months.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Bernie Sanders calls it quits.
I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
The move makes Joe Biden the likely Democratic presidential nominee. On Wall Street, the Dow up 780 points. America's listening to Fox News.
They give us 30 seconds of crap on the Who. Nothing on a good day in the market.
Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Sitting in this chair, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere. Can't go to movies, breweries, parties, horse races, ball games, arcades, parades, no vacation, shopping malls, pub crawls, pool halls, gas stations, barbers, butchers, doctors, graduations, bowling, mini golf, axe throwing, roller skating, sitting here doing social isolation. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go cut my hair, man. At these four walls I stare, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere.
Oh, there's lots of places you can go. Go to bombhours.com and place an order. Comfort food during discomforting times. And the prices are amazing. And you can specify your pickup time, and it'll be ready for you. They've got all the kinks worked out on that. National Weather Service just interrupted us with what? That would be helpful if I knew what they were interrupting us with. So, I don't know. I guess it was during John Lee Paint. We owe you one there, Charles Bubba Turner, at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. And we'll find out what the... Let me just check this. Since we have a new computer, it should immediately tell me what the alert is for, right? Wouldn't that appear immediately? Apparently not. All right, I hate this thing already.
No, you don't. Too new to write.
I'll tell you what. I'll discuss it with my other attorney, Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
I think we need to get rid of the who. Roger Daltrey is way too old to be in charge of this thing.
What a clown ass that guy is. I mean, really.
You got to know this guy's background. This guy's, I think he's from Ethiopia, and he was in part of that corrupt government. The Chinese basically has paid off all those people in that government and put their projects in that country. And it's they are the number one contributor to that country's GDP. So he's a bought and paid for guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that. And now we're finding out today that our intelligence agency suspected something was going on in Wuhan in late November, December. So these guys lied all the time, and that guy facilitated it because he knew who his paymaster was.
Yep.
You know, all this is going to come out. You can't hide it. You know, it's all going to come out in the wash, all the other little places that China has been controlling financially, Italy being one of them. But there are a lot of countries in Africa that China has been investing in to buy their allegiance so that they don't criticize. And that guy was from one of the countries. And he had a pretty bad reputation himself of blowing a couple of cholera epidemics in the country where he was, you know, the head of the health group there.
Hey, here's another good one for you. President Asshat, that would be the last guy. Today calls out lack of robust system of testing. Hey, asshat, why didn't you install one on you in the White House? You potshot goofball!
Not only did he not have a robust system himself, he totally depleted the medical supplies after the H1N1 and did not restore them.
Yeah.
You know?
But no, he could sit there now because he knows the media is never going to ask him a tough question in a million years.
I tell you what was surprising and interesting today is the New York Times ran a pretty bad story against Cuomo and the mayor of New York.
I heard
about how they had blown this whole thing and they knew about it, were blowing it off. So, you know, the truth eventually gets out there. You know, we all know what the truth is. And now we find out there's not as many people being hospitalized in New York. Not that it's not horrible. What's going up in there is very horrible. But they have plenty of ventilators, plenty of other things. The fact of the matter is, Greg, there's just a lot of people that are going to get sick because they're susceptible to it. You know, that's
just
the
like
bottom
they did
line.
With the seasonal flu. How many times have they revised the projections of doom over the last
They revised it again today, so now we're down to 60,000, which is about the same rate that kills people in the flu. The difference is we don't have a flu shot. You know, we don't have any defenses against this particular one. So it's, you know, there is a substantial difference. And eventually, we will have a vaccine, you know, at least one that would.
But the news in those numbers is that the effort that the country's made under the leadership of this president. Now, keep in mind, I don't know if you heard David Blackman yesterday. He was talking about how the Army Corps of Engineers came into Dallas and converted a concert building or something into a 900-bed hospital, which remains unoccupied.
Right, right.
So,
you know, the problem was is the numbers they were using were all planted on the worst-case scenario where nobody was doing any social distancing or anything.
And provided by people with connections to the WHO.
Yeah, probably so. Probably so. Who's on first, right? I think you ought to play that, the Abbott and Costello, because that's about what that group has been. But it's all good because it's unmasked them. And now we know that they're corrupt, and we don't need to be putting money in them, just like we don't need to be putting money in many of the UN agencies. There are some good agencies in there, but I think we can do a lot better with our own money and our own CDC and our National Health Institute, you know, National Health Group, and just here. And we can help, you know, other countries. There's no problem with that. But we should never, 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 ever trust the Chinese or any organization which they have their puppet hand in ever again. And, you know, the fact that, I mean, it's pretty bad when the Italians, before the Italians had any problems, they donated all sorts of PPE and ventilators and everything over to China. And then when Italy needed it, guess what? The Chinese sold it back, sold it back to them. The Chinese made money off of it. You know, I mean, when you're dealing with somebody like that, you know, a country like that, that's, it's just
despicable.
We can't trust them. They're liars. Repeat after me. They're liars. Yeah. And, you know, they should never be trusted again. And I tell you, someone who's going to be really ticked off at him when he gets out of the hospital, and he was already ticked off before he was in the hospital, and that's Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think with a couple of countries, you know, that get behind this and basically tell China, there's a day of reckoning. We may not be in a war with you, but we're never going to trade with you like we traded with you before. You know, we're not gonna let you control the shipping lanes or be our sole source for medicine or aircraft parts or any other vital parts this country needs to produce. And I've been saying this for a long time. We sold our souls to them. You know, many corporations sold their souls to the Chinese.
Including our political leadership. I don't want to name any names.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Well, not just him.
Over there bowing to the Chinese.
Sides of the aisle.
Mitt Romney, among others, yes.
Yeah, on both sides of the aisle. And people need to understand, when you can't get your medication, your diabetes medication, because 90% of it is manufactured in China, and China uses that as a threat or a weapon, or they have a disease and they can't export because we can't take anything in here, that ought to give everybody a wake-up call. I hope they have a wake-up call. You know, we need a 9/11-style wake-up call. So...
But on
the good side of things, it does look like if you look at the stats and you look at, and they do every state on the New York Times website, it's actually very good. It's clear that the virus is slowing everywhere.
Yes.
You know, in the United States.
And that's why
Alabama's doing really well.
Remember a week ago, whatever it was, Alabama's going to have the highest death toll of all the 57
states.
Yeah,
I saw that. Yeah, we don't have a hot spot in this town.
That's the kind of crap we've been dealing with.
Yeah, in fact, the rate of doubling in Montgomery is only every 5 days. That's really good. I mean, you know, you're talking New York that's under 2 in some places, New Jersey, places like that, you know. But so hopefully, and I hope that cooler heads will prevail and we'll be able to slowly but surely reopen the country and do what I was talking about yesterday, and that is make sure the people who are in quarantine or the people who are susceptible, people who have secondary illnesses, high blood pressure, diabetes, lupus, those kind of things, and elderly. I mean, there's no reason to bring them back into the workforce until it's much more safe. But, you know, young people, 30s, 40s, 50-year-olds, you know, there's no reason why after the main part of this infection has kind of cleared out that they can't slowly but surely get back to work and practice normal hygiene and good techniques that we've all learned. So,
Chad, I got to run, but I appreciate it.
All right, buddy, good to talk to you. Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks. All righty. It is 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. When you need a car, you need a car. Cars sometimes die. It's not worth fixing. If you find yourself in that situation, you need another vehicle for the family, remember Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Now, they have them in all price ranges. They have several choices under 5, including a 94. And I know who drove that car. And it's only got 135,000 miles on it, and it's 26 years old. So that car was truly babied. That's a deal. Right there. You can take a look at that at jackingram.com. If you're shopping in a higher category, anything you pick, whether you're shopping under 5 or over 25, whatever brand, whatever type of vehicle, and they have something for everybody. They are cars that have been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram family. They are so committed to not reselling somebody else's troubles. So, good vehicle history, mandatory, clean and pristine interior. Yes, even after 26 years, there are people that can do that. And, of course, an engine that they have vetted and put the car in the lot knowing that they're not reselling somebody else's troubles. They can get you done financially if credit issues have cropped up and stuff. They got programs for you there. Greg in the finance department. Tip Tames leads a great sales staff. So if you need a vehicle, go get one. They have all the bases covered during this situation as far as sanitization and protocols and so forth. So I have no worries about that at Jack Ingram. 235 Northeastern Bypass and at jackingram.com. Local news at 416.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and in getting much-needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties have at least one case of COVID-19. The Montgomery County EMA doing its part to get much-needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given out more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. Selma police have arrested a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Chief Kent of Fulford says 26-year-old Sean Payton Land was pulling over people in a car equipped with blue lights. After a brief high-speed chase with real police officers, Land was caught and arrested Monday. He's charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Land is being held in the Dallas County Jail on $36,000 bond. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King.
All right, we're watching the weather because the possibility of severe thunderstorms exists. In fact, we're under a watch, I believe, until 8 p.m. tonight. There's some severe weather to the north of Montgomery. Looks like it's just beyond Millbrook, north of there, towards Alex City. In the meanwhile, there's another cluster headed our way from the west. It's, I'd say, about 20 miles west of Selma right now and moving basically due east in our direction. We'll get Rich's forecast here in a moment. And a quick reminder, we are going to continue our weekend morning shows. And on Sunday at 9:30, we will carry Frazier's traditional Easter service. That's Sunday morning at 9:30. So
wow.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in part an accommodation to the fact that a lot of places just can't gather while we're observing the COVID-19 protocols. Sling Blade.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
On top of that, we may have severe weather on Easter. What a weird week this has been. Yeah. Just really strange.
With you and Rich Thomas predicting the weather, I have no doubt we will have bad weather. You have the coolest callers. Chad, I've been listening to you and Chaz for, it's been, he's been calling probably about 10 years. And, he hit the nail on the head about it's both parties that basically sold our soul.
Yep.
Chinese. Remember the Trans-Pacific Pact that came out about 3 years ago? And I think about every Republican voted for that. That basically allowed China, it was disguised as a national Pacific Rim type of thing, but it basically gave China kind of an advantage. And Martha Roby voted for that, by the way. I don't think Jeff Sessions did, though, believe it or not.
Well, part of his current campaign is, with the president on, stopping this insanity of being dependent on China for anything, much less health care and other issues. That's got to change. That's got to change. And you're absolutely right. The rhinos are just as much a part of that problem as any Democrat. And that includes people like Richard Burr and others who, run up the Republican flag when they need to be reelected. And then do business with the enemy. And they are. Not the Chinese people. This is where Democrats have a real issue. They can't think that we can hate the Chinese government and what they do to their own people without hating the Chinese people. And that's not true. Nobody harbors any hatred towards Chinese people. We feel for them, man. They're living in a prison over there, and a rather big one.
Yep. You know, it's pretty sad when a government will sacrifice, let's say, 20,000 of its citizens to make it what they're doing now. They actually did that. I think they released that virus on their own people and knowing it's going to get over here. I really believe that.
There's a very sinister component to this, and that's absolutely a possibility, in my opinion. Thank you for the call, Sling Blade.
All right, bye. Bye.
All right, Rich is going to give us a live call around 4:35, but let's get his forecast now.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to be keeping close tabs on the radar as we go through the next several hours and into the nighttime with the risk of showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be on the strong side. Maybe some damaging wind gusts, some large hail, and a couple of the storms. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 67. Tomorrow, risk of a morning shower. Otherwise, look for sunshine by the afternoon, high in the low 80s. Much cooler Friday with a high barely up to about 70. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday, risk of a shower. Showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night. Showers and thunderstorms likely Easter Sunday, some of which could be strong, possibly severe. Could be a significant severe weather event we're watching. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We had an accident earlier, 2500 block of Troy Highway. That's right on top of the intersection with the East South Boulevard. They downgraded that one to a minor accident now, but still use caution through the area. Should be getting close to being out of the way, but, you know, use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have some congestion, Norman Bridge Road and Highway 331 on the East South Boulevard. Federal Drive at Congressman Dickinson, still a little bit busy outbound this afternoon, as well as the Northeast Boulevard from Wares Ferry Road to the Wetumpka Highway. Use caution, drive carefully, keep it here for more traffic updates. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help.
In Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Lee County, northeastern Macon County in southeastern Alabama, southeastern Tallapoosa County until 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 4:24 p.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 6 miles southwest of Waverly to near Eclectic, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and half dollar size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Auburn, Opelika, Tuskegee, Tallahassee, Notice Olga, Franklin, Reeves Airport, Lake Tuskegee, Auburn University, Tuskegee National Forest, Beauregard, Bleeker, Liberty City, Tallapoosa City, Society Hill, Griffin Mill, Locopoka, Otapi Creek, Chewackla State Park, and Robert G. Pitts. Airport. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Macon, and Tallapoosa.
And spreading virus in grocery stores and grocery carts.
Store shelves are empty. Oh, how freaked am I?
Pretty good. That was actually one of the first to come out. Obviously, part of writing a parody is, okay, here's the name of this thing, COVID-19. All right, what songs might exist that use that number? You quickly come to Steely Dan. And that, you know, that also included some what we call actualities, actual news clips. And it worked out pretty well. But other than Christmas, in just a month, other than Christmas, I have more songs for the coronavirus than I do anything else except Christmas in a month. The Christmas collection that we feature every year, those, some of those go back 13, 14 years. I got to figure out a way because April 28th is a special day. It's my anniversary here.
Yeah.
Of when I first washed ashore at the old Coca-Pelli's bar at Vaughan and the Boulevard. And I saw the shadow of Benjamin Hagler emerge because he was there to greet me. And amazing, I mean, I remember calling my friend Kathleen. You've heard me talk about her 1,000 times. I was somewhere on I-75, probably about halfway. And I called, Mommy! Make me come back. I'm scared, you know, and that's the natural thing. I was excited, but, you know, you never know.
And uncharted territory.
Yeah. And that was 15 years ago. And I would like to celebrate that, except I don't know what we're going to be able to do on the 28th, but I'm hoping that reasonable people will prevail and maybe even begin to reopen parts of the local economy before the April 27th deadline established by our governor. Rich Thomas is going to join us in a minute. If you haven't seen it, go to my Facebook page and look for the picture of me. You'll see a dog on my lap. And we'll be discussing that little pooch here in just a second. Right now at 4:30, Randall.
Oh, I was going to legally, since you got Rich Thomas, he legally stopped, like, quit playing the weather thing over the radio. Like, I don't know how many people in Tuskegee and Auburn listen, and maybe it's a lot, and then maybe it's a lot in Elmore County, but, like, the other day, even on Joy's show, it kept cutting out so much of Joy's show, and it was giving alert.
No, we can't do that. That's close. Legally mandated as part of our responsibility as a member of
Rich. Yeah.
And Rich is going to join us here in about 5 minutes. We'll get it straight from him.
All right, baby. Love you. Bye.
Doing our best, Randall. Always doing our best. It's 4:30.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we had an accident earlier, 2500 block of Troy Highway. That puts it right on top of the Troy Highway East-South Boulevard intersection. Just use caution. There should be out of the way by now. Still a little bit of congestion around Baptist Hospital, Norman Bridge Road. We've got some congestion on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson outbound. And that's about it. Light to moderate traffic all over the city. We do have some rain on the way. Rich Thomas will have more on that from the Blue Water Weather Center coming up. Keep it right here. We will keep you up to date on traffic for the ride home. Map a course for your life. Go to TrenumState.edu and choose the career you've always dreamed of. Trenum State, a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery County EMA doing its part to get much-needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given out more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and in getting much-needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties have at least one case of COVID-19. Selma police have arrested a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Chief Kent of Fulford says 26-year-old Sean Payton Land was pulling over people in a car equipped with blue lights. After a brief high-speed chase with real police officers, Land was caught and arrested Monday. He's charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Land is being held in the Dallas County Jail on $36,000 bond. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Guess who's going to join us live? The president of the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting also happens to be the best meteorologist in the area for many decades now, and a new dad. Man, I was looking at the Facebook comments to the picture I posted.
Yeah.
Sweetie pie, adorable, how cute. But what about the dog?
I knew where that was coming. Yeah.
I know what you usually say when I make a stupid joke like that, too.
Check, please.
Well, it's been quite a day. This was meet and greet dog number 4 over the last few days. And the other dogs were nice. But they took this dog in about 7 days ago. And they knew this dog was perfect for me, but they didn't want to say anything to me.
Right.
Because what if somebody claimed the dog? You know what I mean? Came in and said, oh, that's my dog. So the 7-day window passed, and yesterday Lee Turbert called me and said, we think the perfect dog for you, you want to meet. And they assign names, and the name they assigned is Baylor. So I went in this morning, 10:45, brought the dog home, 45 minutes later, and it's been quite a day. I haven't dealt with a puppy type of behavior for about 21 years. That was my dog, Skye.
Yeah.
Because Bailey was a turnkey dog. Bailey was... she was already house trained and, you know, very calm and everything. And they say that this dog is calm, was calm at the shelter. But I think he's just excited to be in a new environment today.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the dog was just so affectionate when I walked in. Of course, I smelled like chicken, so I can't take full credit for that. I just grilled some. And, man, everybody's loving it. It's just a Janelle loved it. It's been, you know what? It's been a great thing to celebrate at a time when so much of the news is, you know, gloom and doom and all that. But we have weather situation. My friend Mike just sent me a note reported hail just a couple of miles from the lake area this afternoon.
Yeah, there is a severe thunderstorm warning right now that covers part of the lake area. We're talking about Tallapoosa County, Lee, Macon County till 5 o'clock. And this is the type of situation where the air aloft is colder. So we're going to see some hail in some of these storms, and also wind gusts, maybe 60, 70 miles per hour, certainly possible in some of these storms. That particular storm located not too far from Tallahassee, actually between Tallahassee and Lochipoca right now, is moving southeast and will be moving into Lee County as well. But, they're talking about up to dollar-size hail. Half-dollar-size hail, which is pretty big.
You get hit by one of those. it'll leave a dent.
And also Marengo County, that's out of our area, but they're also under a warning. I saw a new warning came in just now for Wilcox County. That's still 5:30. So all of us here in central Alabama are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 o'clock tonight. And this is not a tornado situation. But, again, I would emphasize that large hail is certainly a possibility in some of these storms.
How about that big blob that's just west of Selma right now?
I beg your pardon, say again?
The big blob that's just west of Selma.
Yeah, there's a couple of Warren counties out there in western Alabama. That those are some stronger storms as well. And then there's this area around Wetumpka, Deetsville, Prattville right now. That's a storm that is also moving southeast and may be affecting some of us here in the river region. That one is not warned as a severe thunderstorm at the moment, but we're going to monitor all of these.
Well, in my capacity...
So, here with Baylor or whatever this dog is going to be named, watching the weather, and she's hearing different weather alarms going off, or I say she, it's he.
Is he freaked out?
Pretty interesting. And by the way, for those of you who haven't seen it, if you've ever seen a picture of Bailey,
yeah,
this dog is like Bailey's
brother.
Relative.
Yeah.
I swear. It's just uncanny, right?
And similar disposition, too. Sweet, immediately lovable, kind of like Seth Spotlow.
Ah, thank you.
And just wants to please.
Yeah.
Wants to please.
Well, in my capacity as Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class, I've been making regular trips downstairs, and with each trip, the sky is getting darker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Now, there you go. Now, I knew that was coming, and you made my day.
Well, look, man, keep us posted, can't wait for the updates on the baby.
One of these days, this baby will be walking the halls of Blue Water Broadcasting. So we'll stay in touch, okay?
All right, man. Thanks.
Bye.
I felt really honored because I've known Rich for 4 years, but I really feel like I have an intuitive understanding about Rich. And I was really honored when he said, can you stop by the house on the way to the station this afternoon?
That was a perfect picture.
I put it in high gear and got over there because, you know, we've all been through and shared his pain. losing Bailey. And that still hurts. Just that this dog should have such a similar coat, coloring, and
personality.
Yeah. This is a way.
Baylor. I love that.
Yeah.
That
it is a cool name.
That is a very powerful name.
Yeah.
And again, those appear to be kind of powerful storms. The next batch that's going to directly affect Montgomery is out to the west. Let me see if I can get the future radar on our new computer.
Yay.
Ooh, it looks shiny.
It's that group. Let me just run it one more time and follow the clock here. That seems ready to move in after the rush hour, but it's out there, and there's more. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, make sure you're tuned in because Rich is watching that Easter Sunday forecast very, very carefully. Now, we have a birthday.
Yes.
That we have to celebrate today. And who are we celebrating, Rosie?
This is Chad's daughter, Florence, and she is 16.
Oh,
sweet 16 today.
16?
Yeah. Special birthday.
I have met her at, what's that place in the breakfast joint? Duke's?
Oh, no. Downtown? No, Cahaba House?
No, no, no. It's the steak place. It's get the in Old Cougardale.
Oh, Filet and Vine.
Yeah, but what's the nickname for it?
The nickname?
The breakfast place.
Oh, I don't know.
How come I can't remember this? I went there 1,000 times. Anyway, I met Florence there on a couple of Saturday morning brunch visits, and she's an amazing young lady. When she was 11, she was talking over my head. This child is incredibly smart. So congratulations to Chad, and we're going to give her the big birthday salute in which we have to sing the end.
Yes, okay.
All right, all I got to do is find it.
Me, 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 me.
And all across the land they're singing happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Florence.
Please clap. Yay.
Right back at 4:44.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at mystark.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share, and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meals and all your spring cleaning supplies. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. We help you make it.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
America, and soon, and that's mental health. It's already, I think, affecting. I think one thing that's happened to me, it happened at the top of the last hour when I said it was 6:58.
I heard that.
Now, normally when you say that and somebody looks at the clock and thinks,
you on drugs?
No, but I don't think I know anybody who hasn't had to think twice about what day of the week it is.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, I get my little nap in, but I'll wake up wondering if I'm waking up for the morning show or the afternoon show. This has affected literally the entire paradigm of our existence. Wow, that sounded profound.
Wow.
Wow.
When Rich Thomas was on with us a couple of minutes ago, he made mention, because we have had hail reported in the area.
Dollar-sized hail.
Yeah.
I had a mental picture of dollars hail.
Well, hail occurs because the winds at the upper levels are super cold. When I was out behind the building now doing my
reconnaissance.
Yeah. Check-in.
Traffic.
Not only, yeah, the sky has gained a far more ominous tone as the afternoon's gone on. But there was a blast. What happens is the storm that's been passing due north of us, like just up, I think, I don't know if it's hit Millbrook or not, but it's certainly very close to it. And north from there, it's a big storm. That's the one that produced hail at the lake, and it's a rather wide area. Well, we're on the downdraft side of that, meaning the air comes up, and because it's heavier, it comes down on the outside of the storm. And the temperature must have dropped 20 degrees in just this one blast of cold air. It was pretty impressive. And when you have those kinds of contrasts, that's what stirs up the things like hail and so forth. And this is the time of the year for that. And he's real concerned about Easter Sunday. And in case you didn't miss the announcement earlier, we're going to... Whenever the one way you're going to hear from people is when you get something wrong or you forget a name. been there many times, but I couldn't remember the nickname for Filet and Vine.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Cooter. I want to thank Mrs. Ritterbubble. I want to thank LaDonna Brooks, who all reminded me is Dirks. Like within 10 seconds. Dirks, 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 knucklehead. So, there you go. And we have East of the Rockies on the line. Hey, East.
Hey, these gray skies, and there's lightning on the northern bypass. Looking toward Millbrook. But I can't help but think, remember what Gaylord said, we got to watch out for banana-sized hail.
Yes. He won a prize this morning.
He did. It was really? So good to hear him. And his music, too, that was great. Even when he's not happy with what he does, it's fun to listen to.
Yeah, he's, when we first started the talk show in the afternoon, he was a pretty regular caller. As time has passed, he picks his spots. He's like seasonal. I think today we got our spring phone call from Gaylord. but it's always time well spent.
Hey, look, I vote for him to come in as a special guest sometime, bring his harmonica. That would be a rush.
That was amazing. Hey, I'll bet I could pull up the podcast on this new computer in here and actually go back and find that moment.
I bet you could.
I just don't remember exactly when that was.
What day was it, Greg?
It was today.
It was today. Okay, just making sure.
April 8th.
All right.
Thanks for the call,
East. You guys have a great afternoon.
You too,
man.
So you can see the lightning in the storm from Northern Boulevard, but man, that cold air, that's coming through the city right now, and that's what's rising up and falling down on the other side of those big thunderstorms producing the hail. Interesting, because a day like this, what would our conversation normally be?
Tiger King. See, now it's starting to die, and it's time for you to watch.
Whoa,
I got a buzzer.
Anybody else want to take a guess at what might have been the principal topic of discussion?
Wednesday.
What other news event happened today that would have dominated had it not been for coronavirus? Bernie dropping out of the race.
Flame has died.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean.
Yeah, surprise, surprise, huh?
Took a long time for him to do it, and frankly, I'm tired.
He hasn't released his delegates or anything, and Trump said, thank you, Elizabeth Warren, on behalf of Bernie, because that's how he got screwed this time. She stayed in it was obvious months ago that Elizabeth Warren had zero chance to be our first Indian president. But she stayed in, kept raising money. And just the notion, you know, there are parts of you that can shrink at certain sounds, nails on blackboards, stuff like that. Her voice.
Ooh.
I mean, it was bad enough I had to listen to for 8 years. But the idea of listening to Elizabeth Warren for any length of time. Oh, God. And just totally, who was the big winner in the lack of self? Oh, Governor Blackface in Virginia. Yeah, Northern. You know, here's a guy, if he was a Republican, he would have been out of office immediately because a picture of him in blackface from his college days, okay, not that long ago, supposedly when society had started to, you know, not condone those kinds of things. He's still the governor. In fact, his AG, I think, was also caught posing in a blackface photo. He still got his job, and the lieutenant governor had some sexual harassment issues. All of them are still in the same positions they were when all of this stuff broke, because they're Democrats and the bar is much lower for them. Any Republican having done any of those things in those offices in Virginia would have been gone the next day, if it even took that long. So yesterday, the governor was demonstrating a face mask at a news conference, and he puts on a black mask. And this is, he doesn't understand why everybody is like, are you kidding? You're putting on a black face mask? I didn't even know that they made these masks. Not that it's racist. I've never seen anything but white. Masks. Surgical masks. I've never seen one of a different color. Just haven't. And I've had more than a few surgeons looking down on me on an operating gurney, you know. So I've had some experience with that. But that was just such incredible lack of self-awareness. And Elizabeth Warren, what Republican can you name, had it been found out that they were claiming a fake heritage to gain an advantage in a system they helped create because they claimed Native American ancestry and didn't seem to think it was that big of a deal. But again, Democrats, you know, they can. And that's the other pandemic in this country, this growing set of rules.
Double standard.
Yeah, that has to come to an end. So Trump said Bernie should thank Elizabeth for him being out of the race because had she exited sooner, Bernie might have had a chance to get her delegates and at least force, you know, a convention. But Bernie's probably going to get another house and some money and another sports car to drive, and he'll walk away okay. We won't have to have any fundraisers for Bernie Sanders. We have the task force briefing ongoing. We'll let you know if there's any big breaking news out of that. Meanwhile, as we close in on 5 o'clock, Brant is standing by. It was a great day in the market again. And people don't invest their money to the green side of things, unless there's optimism. So we'll find out what was driving that when we talk to Brant McDonald at about 5:10.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We got a little congestion on the Northeast Boulevard. Troy Highway intersection at East South Boulevard. We had an accident there earlier. Should be out of the way, but use caution. Other than that, the 31s are a little busy outbound, and that's about it right now. Buckle up, drive carefully this evening. We'll keep you updated on the traffic. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they will bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and